challenged us in his opening remarks to think in terms of systems and systems research. And implicit in that challenge is the development of strategies to facilitate systems change. This presentation will look at one approach to systems change, the Network for the Improvement of Addiction Treatment Services, outline the approach that the network uses, and then it begins with applying these strategies within the context of the system in an individual treatment program. Each treatment program has its own systems. And then generalizing this and expanding it to work at the intersection between state systems of care and individual treatment program systems of care. Now we begin by understanding that the change process is not self-executing. It requires purposeful activity. It requires attention to organization and selection of staff, to training, to supervision, and to administrative supports and systems interventions. And if you have all of those things in place, change occurs, right? Well, change tends to be a little bit more elusive. And I find some insights from the words of philosophers Simon and Garfunkel. And they talk about life at the zoo, and I think they really mean life in the workplace. And it's the orangutans. They're skeptical of changes in their cages. And I think we all enjoy the safety of our cage, of our cubicle. We're always skeptical about the need to make those changes. And so the change strategy here is to really overcome the skepticism and involve and engage the orangutans among us in the change process. So the Network for the Improvement of Addiction Treatment is a learning community. It's sponsored initially by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, by SAMHSA, and more recently by the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Currently have treatment programs and treatment systems all over the nation participating. And NIATX begins by saying, we want you to have a simple focus. You're not going to change your whole system willy-nilly. We want you to look at ways to reduce the time it takes to get into care, ways to reduce no-shows, ways to increase the number of admissions, and strategies to increase continuation from one session of care to second session of care to a third session of care. The reality is most of our patients are gone from our care system within two or three sessions of care. NIATX does this through the application of process improvement. Process improvement grew out of manufacturing and looking for ways to improve manufacturing and a recognition that manufacturers manufacture products to sell to customers, and so that it's important to begin with a recognition that the customer is the ultimate beneficiary of the process. That the processes each of our treatment programs develops and uses are affecting the ability of our clients to participate in that process. And if we improve the processes, we can in fact improve the quality of the care that we're delivering to the men and women seeking treatment. And most importantly, if we do this effectively, we're going to improve our program efficiency and probably generate more income for our program, and therefore are able to sustain and continue our process improvement. NIATX does that by simplifying process improvement. This is kind of a primer in process improvement, and it begins with it's important to understand and involve the customer. It's important to focus on key problems. Key problems are the ones that affect organizational financing, or the ones that affect the number of men and women getting into care. It's important to select the people to lead these initiatives who have who are respected in their organization and who have access to resources and the leadership in the organization. It's also critical to seek ideas from outside the organization. What are other people doing? And part of this principle is that it's also important to be supported in your change processes. Change processes are awkward, they're difficult, it's easy to get discouraged and distracted. And finally, it's the use of the rapid plan, do, study, act cycles that becomes a key to overcoming skepticism. I'll talk a little bit more about the first and fifth principle. Understanding and involving the customer. How do we do that? One strategy is to use what we call a walkthrough. Act as if you're the customer. Go through the admission process. Go through whatever process it is that you're seeking to improve. And you'll be amazed at how awkward that process is. If you call for an appointment, do you get through? What happens? How many times do you leave voicemail? And the treatment programs that participate in NIATECS report back to us consistent problems with their reception systems, with their admission, you know, with the first step, with that first access to care. They report that the intake process takes far too long, that the patients are bored and irritated, and frankly, they often need to use before their intake is completed. And they ask the same questions again and again. So by looking at that customer process, they begin to gain insights into where we can make changes to improve the process and engage and retain customers better. And once we have identified areas that we want to work on, we think in terms of the plan, do, study, act cycle. It's important that these be relatively simple interventions. We need to do some planning. We need to figure out what the baseline is. How often does this problem occur? How often are we, you know, what's the current delay? If we're looking at the time between first contact, the day that the patient picks up the phone and calls, to the day they get into treatment, do we know how long that span is? So we have to measure that span. And then we begin to test strategies to make changes in that approach. For example, many of our treatment programs schedule in advance. They say, well, the first appointment I have is in 30 days. So they schedule a patient 30 days away. And in 30 days, the patient often doesn't show up. 50% of the patients typically are no-shows. So they've got a problem with no-shows. They've got counselors who are waiting around to serve patients who aren't showing up. And they begin to rethink their plans for intake appointments and decide that they can go to next day appointments. Let's eliminate appointments, and the patient who shows up is the patient who gets into care. And that way they're eliminating no-show rates, they're reducing their time to treatment admission to one day, they're getting more patients into care, and they stay in care longer. We've been looking at this about 39 programs that are participating in the national evaluation. We're collecting dates of first contact. We're collecting dates of the next units of care. And this is what the data begin to look like. This was after 15 months of program participation. They began in October 2003. And over that time period, they were able to reduce days to treatment admission. This is in 15 treatment units. They were able to reduce days to treatment admission by 12 days. That's the top line. And that's a significant reduction. And they were able to increase retention and care. The top line is the percent of patients who come back for a second session of care. So at the beginning of this process, about 75% of the patients were returning for a second session of care. 15 months later, it was up to about 85%. There was an 18% gain between the first and second session, a 17% gain between the first and third session. Both of those were significant gains. The gain between the first and fourth session was not significant at this time. But we've continued to collect these data for another 20 months. We have 35 months of data on these programs at this point. And we see a couple of things. One is that when we looked at the decline in days to admission, the question is, are they able to maintain this improvement? And absolutely, there is no significant change in the line as it goes out for the next 20 months. And on retention and care, they actually continue to improve retention over the next 20 months. And now there is a significant improvement between the first session and the fourth session in retention and care. And the gains between the first and second and the first and third have increased. So this is not only an effective strategy, it's a strategy that appears to be sustainable. So programs treating alcohol and drug disorders can improve their admission and retention processes. The question then becomes, how do we extend and generalize this to state systems of care? And the next project is Advancing Recovery. This is also a Robert Wood Johnson Foundation-funded initiative. We're asking states to partner with their treatment programs. That's an unusual concept. And to make changes, not only at the program level, but also at the state level. It turns out that states have systems as well. And those systems are often awkward, they're often bureaucratic, and they're often outdated and obsolete. And that if states take the time and the energy to focus on their systems, they can make changes in their systems that can encourage changes at the provider level. And we're focusing on these five sets of evidence-based practices that were recommended by the National Quality Forum. Here's an example from Maine. Maine made changes in financing. They were able to put buprenorphine and naltrexone on their Medicaid formulary. These are medications that can be used for the treatment of opiate dependence and for alcohol disorders. And they were able to get the legislature to appropriate funds for the uninsured. Those are important changes. They changed the regulations to reduce regulatory burdens. And they provided resources to treatment programs to facilitate their adoption of these of medication for the treatment of opiate dependence and alcohol problems. And the treatment programs began to develop business cases that said this is financially feasible and we will get a positive return on our investment. So Maine has done an excellent job of changing their system of care. Now, none of these changes are dramatic. Those changes over time were very gradual. It's incremental change. And I think that's another important concept, is we don't expect changes to happen overnight. It'll happen gradually, it'll happen incrementally, but it will happen persistently and with great effectiveness. Thank you.